Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 223 for the week of October 3rd, 2011. Here are excerpts from the NASF Bulletin for September 2011. Item: NASF members met with federal EPA officials to discuss the agency's decision to set tighter regulations for industry chromium emissions. The agency recently received over 10,000 comments via a Sierra Club email campaign to set tougher mandates on U.S. finishing operations. The agency concluded earlier this year that emissions did not pose a significant risk, and the industry anticipated no changes to the existing chromium air limits. However, EPA officials have reversed course and are considering substantially lower emissions standards. If the agency's recommended approach prevails, the industry could see newly mandated limits 50 to 70% lower than current federal emission standards by 2012. For more information, please visit www.nasf.org. Item: the debate on producing in China. Is the U.S. really more attractive? Rising costs in China, along with dozens of hidden costs, are making it more economical to either keep manufacturing in the United States or bring it back from China, writes manufacturing and technology news editor Richard McCormick. Companies are not adequately accounting for dozens of hidden costs and growing risks associated with outsourcing production to China, according to David Meeker of Neoteric Product Development, based in Acton, Massachusetts, and a lecturer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. When companies tally all of the costs of offshore outsourcing and adopt new design techniques for streamlining manufacturing, the cost advantage of moving production to China disappears. To read the full article, please visit www.manufacturingnews.com. Here's the calendar of events for October. On October 4th and 5th, UVEB East 2011, presented by RadTech, will be held at Sheraton Syracuse University Hotel and Conference Center in Syracuse, New York. On October 5th through the 7th, the Palmetto branch of the NASF-AESF will hold their third annual conference in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This year's theme is Winning in an Ever-Changing World Economy. On October 11th, the AESF Foundation will hold a webinar on cyanide safety. On October 13th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at Brand's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Guest speaker will be PPS on advances in trivalent chromium plating technology. Also on October 13th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at the Tartan Room in Orange, California. Guest speaker will be from Optimum Anode Technology on the tin metal finishing industry. On October 14th through the 16th, the 2011 MFASC, MFANC, and MFASD fall outing will be held at Fess Parker's DoubleTree Resort in Santa Barbara, California. On October 17th, Metal Finishing News will hold a flap peening workshop in Oosterhout, Holland, a flap peening workshop in Bilbao, Spain, and a practical shot peening workshop in Altena, Germany. On October 18th, the AESF Foundation will hold a webinar on cyanide emergency response. On October 18th through the 20th, Metal Finishing News will hold a shot peening workshop in Oosterhout, Holland, Bilbao, Spain, and Altena, Germany. On October 19th, the MFASC will have an educational seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On October 27th, the MAMF will hold a full-day educational seminar and a joint meeting with the AESF at Meadowlands Plaza Hotel in Secaucus, New Jersey. And on October 31st through November 3rd, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop and Trade Show will be held in Singapore. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.